Welcome to the Healthcare Leadership Experience Radio Show with your host, Lisa Miller. Lisa is an entrepreneur, inventor, advisor, and founder of Vi Healthcare Consulting, the leading healthcare advisory and analytics firm, helping hospitals accelerate their margin improvement goals. Lisa loves to think differently and collaborates with leaders and their teams to solve challenges and to create new, innovative approaches that impact the clinical and business side of healthcare. Our show will bring you leaders and innovators within healthcare and across multiple industries. Be a part of the discussion that will give you a unique perspective, deep insights, and roadmaps to successfully help you navigate the clinical, financial, and operations of healthcare. Your show starts now.
Hello, this is Lisa Miller, and you're listening to the Healthcare Leadership Experience radio show on Healthcare Now Radio. And today's guest is Matthew Mauby. He's the co-founder of staffhealth.com. Matthew, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Lisa. Appreciate it. Thank you.
So we're going to have a really interesting discussion on nurse staffing and recruitment, and a lot of hospitals are really challenged today with this problem with shortages and recruitment, and they're looking at all different kinds of answers, and it's really creating an enormous financial struggle for them to figure out how to compensate for the travelers and all these other solutions, and even going internationally. And it's a conversation that I almost have like every other day with one of my hospitals. So I was thrilled to be able to have you on the radio show, because I want to learn about you, your background, your company, why you started the company, what are you doing differently? And we'll have a whole discussion around your perspective on nursing recruitment and staffing and how you're helping hospitals tackle that challenge. So let's begin with your background.
Yeah, appreciate it. So I've been in the staffing industry for healthcare for about 12 years. We actually started Staff Health before the pandemic, because there was a nursing shortage way before the pandemic. And it was challenging. There's low wages, so on and so forth. My background is I graduated from University of Florida. I was in staffing pretty soon after that for 12 years. I actually went back to nursing school, saw everything. So I've seen both sides. I've seen the nurses. I've been there. I've been doing clinical work. I've seen the staffing, and I'm on the staffing side. So I get it, right? But there's a huge shortage now, especially since the pandemic went crazy. And one of the biggest things is mental health and low paid wages. Those have been some extreme factors in retirement as well. I want to mention that, because the baby boomers, people are retiring. People are leaving the profession, and nurses are struggling. And it even goes down to the CNAs, the certified nursing assistants, because they assist the nurses. So the shortage with that throws off the whole program with the hospitals. And I guess I can start with the wages, right? I mean, the wages are, they're low. People are fighting for higher wages. CNAs, they're getting paid the same as employees at Walmart and baristas at Starbucks. So it's, we're losing healthcare workers to other professions. That adds to the struggle. We believe that the pandemic showed us those shortcomings and gave us an opportunity to tackle that. And we here at Staff Health, we're a staffing firm, and we provide nurses to hospitals and especially long-term care facilities. And we see this every day. We see the struggle. We see the burnout, which is a huge thing. And people are really getting exhausted.
So let me ask you a couple of questions before we go into some of your solutions, and certainly having a frontline view, being a nurse and being able to pivot back and forth is really key. I think those individuals who start or co-founders start with something that they've seen and wanting to help, or, you know, that opportunity. So I think that's really valuable that you can speak from experience from a nursing perspective. Can you talk a little bit about the impact of burnout, right? We hear burnout a lot. So is it burnout because of the hours? Is it burnout because of the workload? Is it burnout because there's not enough time off? Like, what's the root cause? Because we hear this word over and over again, but what's the root cause of burnout?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question, Lisa. I mean, the nurses are overworked because they're short-staffed. So on the floor, right, as a nurse, and you don't have help, and you have, let's say, normal would be like maybe 10 to 15 patients, something like that. Now they have 29 to 30, sometimes even 40 patients with no help. I mean, it's mind-blowing how much work it is. And then they're short-staffed, and then the next shift, they don't show up, or maybe the relief doesn't show up, or they get COVID. That was a big thing, is they're getting tested positive for COVID, and they had no symptoms. So they're sent home. So now what? Now they call us, you know, a company like ours, and we send in a nurse right away. But to get back to your question, you know, we did a survey that got picked up by about 400 news outlets. We did a survey for about 300 nurses. 82% of those said wages could help burnout. So if they're paid more, they would probably work more, right? 62% of those individuals wanted to change careers and said, hey, I'm out of here, because they couldn't handle the pressure. They couldn't handle the long hours with the low pay. And 54% said it had a negative impact on their mental health. So what does that really say, right? One solution is that we found is doing flexible scheduling. You know, so we offer flexible schedules so they can work around their daily needs. A lot of the nurses have families. If their child gets sick at school and they have to go home, then they have to stay home. Big factor. We see it every day. And one of the solutions to that is for us to have nurses on call where we can help them out immediately. That's been a huge help for them. But the mental health and having mental health resources, we believe, is a really valuable tool to help with burnout.
So can we dig into that? Because the other topic that we hear in addition to burnout is mental health, right? Again, we hear, rightfully so, I think that we've always had challenges. Thankfully so, we're talking about it more. And I think the talking about it will help in a number of ways, because that's how the solutions come about. But where do you think the mental health challenges come? Is that primarily work-related? And I'd love for you to speak about what you're doing as part of the solution with nurses. But do you feel like the mental health part is attributed to the workload, attributed to being a caretaker in a hospital, depending on the department, could really be challenging too, you know? So what are you finding, Matthew, in terms of mental health and nursing?
The mental health, you're right, is a big piece. And from the perspective of the nurse, I think it's a factor of many things. I think it's being overworked, number one. And what I really want to point out, and to back up the nurses really, really good here, is that nurses were heroes last year. Literally, they were announced as heroes last year. And this year, it's kind of not there. They feel, I think a majority feel, that they're not valued as much as they should be. And I think that also goes with compensation too. But we're offering mental health resources ourselves. We're pressing and hoping that healthcare systems will also offer maybe some group therapy or even someone to talk to, someone to address issues, because it's at home too. And you have pandemic, you have people, I hate to say this, but people are dying every day still from COVID. And they see that every single day. So it takes a toll after a while on mental health. And I think compensation goes into that a lot. I really do.
And you bring up a really good point about compensation. I think that what adds to the stress or to the burnout or to the frustration is the different pay rates. Could have a very loyal employee, nurse, and then there's a traveler coming in making significantly more. And I can't even imagine what it must feel like being someone who's part of the fabric of the hospital and the health system, and then having a traveler make more. And I think that's got to be super frustrating, right?
Yeah, it's such a great point, because you have two kind of sides of the healthcare system. You have the healthcare systems who have huge budgets, right? And they can afford to pay a $25,000 sign-on bonus for a travel nurse for a 13-week assignment, maybe even more, right? And you're right. How does that feel with someone who's making barely the minimum wage for a nurse, right? And then someone comes in just making all this money, talking about it, chatting about it, and it's frustrating. But the other side of that, Lisa, is the facilities that don't have that budget. What do? They're struggling, and that's a huge percentage of that. And what people don't talk about also is the administrators at these facilities. They're burned out too. They have to control this whole facility. They have to make sure it's staffed properly. They have their higher ups pressing that. They get fined by the state or the federal government if they're not staffed properly. So it has everybody in a scramble to get people in the door to work.
You make a great point. I just want you to continue your thought, but I see that a lot actually is this CNO, CFO, just administration burnout as it relates to this, whether it's scrambling to get people from a compliance perspective to filling multi-million dollar gaps to fund that. You're right. Administrators are equally as burnt out. It's a great, great point.
Yeah, and they struggle too. It's everyone. And the administrators and the people that run the facility, I believe they don't get enough credit because it's difficult. They have to rely on recruiting, right? I mean, interviewing, that whole process takes time. And that's the benefit from what we do is we already have that, right? We have nurses, we vet them, we credential them, they're ready to go. So we have a whole team of recruiters that do that, which is an advantage for us because the healthcare systems, I don't think that they invest that much in that piece. So you have directors of nurses, the DONs, you have the charge nurses spending time off the floor to just recruit new nurses to get interviews in the door. And can you imagine that pressure? I mean, it takes time to do all that. So I personally give a huge shout out to the administrators in handling that because it's difficult for them.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Healthcare Leadership Experience radio show on Healthcare Now Radio. And I'm Lisa Miller, your host. This show is sponsored by Vi Healthcare Consulting, the leading healthcare advisory and analytics firm helping hospitals accelerate their cost savings and margin improvement goals. We've been helping hospitals since 1999, and you can learn more about Vi Healthcare at viehealthcare.com. So what are you doing differently at staffhealth.com to help administrators and hospitals solve this challenge? And I know you're doing a few different things. I know you're focusing on mental health, but can you just go through those things that you see are really innovative and what you were doing differently?
Yeah, so we just implemented this more recently, but we have a great program that we actually innovated. It's kind of like an RPO for recruitment process outsourcing, right? And we actually help administrators and help facilities get interviews in their door. So basically, we are doing that process that takes so much time, which is marketing, which includes ads, job advertisements, that budgeting, right? For that, we handle that. We interview the people, we get to know your company, your culture at the facility. We interview those people, we vet them, credential them. We take that whole process for you and minimize it, right? Because we're doing it all. And then we get candidates in your door to interview. It's up to you if you hire them, but we're taking that process and we're doing that process for you. And it has been a huge relief for facilities because that legwork is tedious and it takes time. So we actually do that whole process for them. And it's been a great success with that. And that's way different than just doing the per diem staffing and the PRN staffing, way different. This is a kind of left field, right? This is helping the facilities get back on their feet. The pandemic crushed a lot of people, a lot of facilities with budgets. So we're doing that in a cost-effective way that's easy for the facility to handle. So it's been a great resource for these facilities.
That's a true sign of a founder, right? Looking for the pain and helping your customers and the hospitals, really helping them with a specific need. And they don't have time. And in the midst of all this, they have the normal course of doing business. We still have COVID. And now to layer this on top of it, it's almost impossible. So I love RPO and taking that hardest part out of the equation for them. You know, I love that you're being able to, you know, you're almost accelerating their results, which is they've got to bring on the right people as quickly as possible. So you're helping them accelerate that. It's fantastic.
Absolutely.
So can you talk a little bit more about the other things that you and I had an opportunity to talk for a couple of minutes, but you had mentioned things like same day pay. And can you just go into, you know, they might seem like smaller benefits, but I think all these things compounded in a combination really is a unique view on how you're trying to pay attention and target things like wages. Well, how could you do that? You know, same day pay. How could you do other things to target the things that you found in your survey?
Yeah. So, you know, we listen to our nurses. That's huge for us. We're very passionate here on what we do. And we're here to help everyone, the facilities. We're here to help the nurses. We're here to really bridge that gap. And so by listening to our nurses, we want to bring back that passion for the nursing industry that everyone used to have. And we want to bring that back. And part of that, and this also minimizes burnout and everything else, but we offer obviously the flexible scheduling. We have an app, right? And they can just go and pick up shifts, say, hey, you know what? I have my child on Friday. He's off school. Okay, I'm not going to work Friday. So they can do that. They can control their schedule with a click of a button too. And then, you know, we promote career development, obviously, and we want to see everyone succeed. And then the same day pay that we offer, everyone gets a pay card, a debit type card, and we load that money up as soon as their shift's approved after they're done working. A lot of people live paycheck to paycheck, and that really it gives them control of their finances and the flexible schedules. Those two items have just been tremendous help for everyone.
They're controlling their schedule. They're saying, you said, you know, they can't work on a Friday, but something may come up and they can work all weekend. And they pick up a couple of shifts and then they get paid right after each. I would think that that's even a tremendous motivator too, to say, listen, I may have a short-term need and I can infuse a couple of these days and I get paid right away. I mean, that's just pure genius and really innovation. I think more hospitals should be taking that approach. It's probably front end, maybe there's a little prep, but on the back end, it's probably not so difficult to do.
Yeah.
You figured it out. My point is you figured it out and people have to come to you. But all in all, I mean, it's something that even if it takes a little more effort, you're listening to this 82% that says the wages would help the burnout.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're still innovative. We're still looking for solutions. We're still working on tons of great projects that will help in this industry. And just like the flexible scheduling and all that, I mean, one thing we see is childcare is just a huge issue. We see that all the time. So that really helps out. You're right, being innovative and the same day pay works. And we use technology on our side. This is a huge tech industry right now with everybody, right? There's apps for everything. And we use that and it really minimizes the clutter. It minimizes no call, no shows for work. You know, there's a lot of things that it minimizes that helps out the facilities.
So where do you want to see yourself and what you do in the next few years, you know, as you continue to evolve?
Yeah, we have obviously a lot of big projects. You know, we're here to really bridge the gap from staffing healthcare facilities. There's a huge bottleneck effect that every healthcare administrator feels on a daily basis. And that is they have patients at the hospital that need to go to long-term care facilities and they have no nurses at long-term care facilities. So they can't discharge the patient. That means that there's a bed not available because they can't be discharged. So we're working really hard to bridge that gap, make sure these facilities are fully staffed with the right patient care, and really bring back that nursing passion that was there for so many years.
So as we wrap up, maybe like two more questions. What's your feeling about how long this shortage will go? Will this have a longer impact than what we think? And then to follow, you know, what are some of those solutions that hospitals can do? You know, I've seen hospitals like Common Spirit provide scholarships for students who go into nursing. I think hospitals and schools have to think a little differently. So do you see this trend increasing for a longer period of time? And what do we also need to do as an industry to think differently about care?
Yeah. So to answer your question, I mean, we believe that it's going to be going for quite some time. There's a lot of new variants coming out of the COVID, you know, that's tricky because no one knows what's going to happen, right? We have to be prepared. And part of that is the healthcare system. You know, they did a great job with the telemedicine, huge relief. I mean, they advanced that, I believe, like from a year to 10 years. They took 10 years off that, right? Patients can be seen at home, you know, so that was one step that they took, especially investing in the home healthcare. They also did that to get more home healthcare so we can free up the hospitals for people who are really in need. But, you know, we have to be prepared. The hospitals have to be prepared because who knows what's going to happen next. And I believe that exactly what you said, I mean, offering scholarships, getting people in school, I believe the passion needs to be there and really getting people into school. I mean, you're starting schools, what, 3 years, sometimes 4 years to get through that program. So you're talking 10 years to get a big, huge influx of new hires, new grads. But offering incentives, we have to per se beef up the nursing shortage. And we're looking at many ways to make it more passionate and really tackle that and get people excited to work again.
I agree. You know, I have my one philosophy too, or one thing that, you know, that I've been thinking about a lot. And I've had my mom and my dad in hospitals a little bit through COVID and before COVID. And the one thing that I think would be very helpful to nursing, to burnout, to hospitals is that family involvement. And before COVID, families, you know, who are involved are involved. You know, you help the nurses, you're able to be a second set of eyes. Some family members stay overnight or they have a personal aide. And then, of course, when COVID came, they had to lock that down completely. We had to do that. As we come out, yes, there's variants and there's things that we still have to be careful of. But I do feel like some of these restrictions around family, I think we have to be thoughtful about it because family involvement can support nursing and family shouldn't be seen as a nuisance or, you know, we got to get them out and make it COVID or bring COVID in. I think we've got to go back to the family can be helpful. And I had an interesting conversation once with a nurse who said, the reality is that family members are helpful. The ones that are involved, they are helpful. They're going to be a sense of eyes, can help us. But some hospitals don't always want the family members there. But she was great. She was a floor leader. She's like, I love having family members there because I know they're watching, they're caring, and that's an additional support. And you just wonder if we have to start thinking about that again as a way to support nurses. To say, you know what, you know, do we get the families back involved?
Yeah, it's such a touchy subject. I have personal experience with that myself. I think majority of us, we care for the elderly. It's our parents, it's our families, our grandparents. It's tough not to be able to see them. And they know them more than the nurses or doctors know them, right? So it's a huge factor to make patient care better, to lift up spirits. And my fiance's father, unfortunately, passed away. He was actually at a long-term care facility more recently. And luckily, we were able to go visit him one last time. We didn't know that was the last time, but we had to wait and be vaccinated and all that stuff. And luckily, we were there, but it's sad sometimes. It's hard. And I think most people, you know, have a story or two about their parents, grandparents being in a long-term care facility and keeping their spirits up and having the right proper care and help guiding the nurses for certain things. I mean, that's important.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I probably could write a book about the guiding or reminding and just recognizing, listen, I know you're busy. I can take a little bit of this workload off of you and I can help with my mom, my dad, or grandparents. But I think it's a really complex discussion. And I think it's going to take a lot of infusion of innovation and testing and trialing and having more surveys, frankly. I think we should continue to grow that 300 nurse survey. But what you found was, I think it was just so insightful, those 3 points, Matt. I think we need to listen, like you said, we listen to our nurses. I think we should have more conversations with nurses about what they want.
Yeah, you nailed it right there. We have to listen to our nurses. And I say that every day. And it's easy to miss that. Too. As an administrator, you're focused on so many different things. But from that one survey, you know, 84% of them, which is almost all of them, said that the workload basically doubled since the pandemic. I mean, that's insane, right? With that, that's where the negative mental health comes in, the burnout, the, hey, should I switch careers? I mean, it gets dicey.
Yeah. And you wonder how much other things, non-clinical things we could take off our nurses' plates. Somebody coming there as a process engineer saying, okay, we just want our nurses focused on clinical work and everything else. We can bring on other people that we don't have a shortage for. But again, I think it's going to take a different view. It might take a different way to solve the problem. It's not going to be just one way. And you're doing that with your company, you know, you're looking at it from a different perspective. And I think more people have to start looking at it. Like, let's take the workload off. So maybe you could come up with some kind of offering to process engineer some of your clients' organizations. But I think you're doing a fantastic job, Matt. Again, Matt is co-founder of staffhealth.com. I think he's got some really interesting and successful approaches to nurse recruiting and staffing. And I certainly welcome you to reach out to Matt. We have information in our show notes and on his website. Matt, do you have anything else to share before we leave? Anything else on something that administrators or something that you found helpful or just a way to get a hold of you too?
Yeah. If you're a nurse or an administrator that needs help, you can always go to staffhealth.com. We can help you out. There's a link on there that will get us in contact with me or someone else on our team. We can definitely help out. But my last message is for the administrators and the people who lead these healthcare systems. I see you. We see you. It's hard. It's tough. We're here to help temporarily or even permanently until you get back on your feet. We can provide those resources that will help you out because we want to help the administrators and we want to help the nurses. So we're here for that. And we support nurses and administrators and leaders of the healthcare industry to really get this back on track and get these facilities staffed. So I appreciate you having me, Lisa.
This has been great, Matt. It's a great conversation. You've been listening to the Healthcare Leadership Experience on Healthcare Now Radio. Please join us for future episodes. And thank you today for being with us, Matt, and wish you all the best. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining Lisa Miller for this episode of the Healthcare Leadership Experience Radio Show, sponsored by Vi Healthcare Consulting. If you enjoyed the show, subscribe so you can automatically get notified when new shows premiere weekly. Don't forget to leave us a review so more healthcare leaders like you can discover us. This show is on Healthcare Now Radio, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and other major podcast platforms. To reach out to Lisa personally, you can join the conversation on LinkedIn, where Lisa continues to have discussions on the business of healthcare. You can find links to Lisa's other social platforms in the show notes or at vihealthcare.com. The Healthcare Leadership Experience Radio Show is the Think Differently communication for healthcare leaders, and we are honored to have you tune in. Join us next week for another episode of the Healthcare Leadership Experience Radio Show.